one of the funniest stories I can tell you is when the Jam finally came to the States and they were doing these gigs once they were playing bigger places. They played the Michigan Theater in Ann Arbor, and they played on May 25th, and that's Paul Weller's birthday, and I knew that in advance. I had already picked up a copy of, I believe it was Sound Effects, from Paul Weller's father, John Weller, because John was managing them at the time, and John and I hit it off great. John was one of the greatest guys in the place. He's passed away, but one of the nicest guys on the planet. He was very proud of his son, and his son had a reputation, so John would always basically deal with people like me and whatever it was. So he snuck me an advanced copy of Sound Effects, I think before it came out, and I brought it back in my luggage to Detroit from London, played it on the air. Of course, back in those days, labels didn't give a shit. They didn't even know you had these things in advance. And they finally came to town, I think, when The Gift came out, which is like the next album. And I knew in advance that it was his birthday. They were playing in Ann Arbor. So we threw him a surprise birthday party after the show across the street at the Nectarine Ballroom. And there's pictures out there somewhere. I could probably ask Gene Lanham where these pictures are. But he came across the street basically after sweating it out on stage at the Michigan Theater, and he walked into this back room. And I had a friend at the time who was a pastry chef, a classically trained pastry chef, and he did this birthday cake that looked like a Union Jack. And we found figurines of the Beatles, and we removed Paul McCartney because he was left-handed, and we basically left the other three and basically pretended it was the Jam, and they were like in the middle of the cake. And he walks in, it was dark, and the lights go on, and people start singing Happy Birthday, and he started crying. And John at the time was kind of like behind him, and I probably talked to John like 15, 20 times that day and prior gigs and stuff when they came to San Diego or I ran into him in London. And he comes over and goes, "He's touched. You've touched him." And I thought to myself, oh my God, I fucking just made Paul Weller cry, because he was like, what the fuck? A surprise birthday party? And there was a shit ton of people there. Because we basically planned it that the community of Detroit that fucking loved him, the ones who were like the original supporters of the Jam, were basically going to be in this room when he walked in and fucking blew his mind in Ann Arbor, of all places.